Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Doubt about it. You want to get the economy back, but you've got to do it in a measured way. And now we're seeing the consequences of community spread, which is even more difficult to contain than spread in a well-known physical location like a prison or a nursing home.
All right, that's Anthony Fauci, of course, the director of the National Health Institute. And you heard what he said about the spread of the coronavirus. It is always what's flying around and on our minds, isn't it? There is a tug of war over the mask wearing or not. And there are some governors who are saying, oh, now it's going to be mandatory in, for example, Oregon, mandatory in Kansas. Mandatory. And then there are others where you could face fines if you do not wear the mask. There were states that were reopening that are reversing course because of the amount of cases that they're seeing and the hospitalizations and the amount of beds they don't have for fear that they're going to be overrun with that extra couple of bodies that they just don't have room for. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, it's not all negative. It's not all negative, I promise you. We do have fireworks, although you have to set them off yourself, and you have to be careful, because fireworks shows, well, going to fireworks shows, we're too close to 4th of July. That's not happening. But sales are through the roof, so people are figuring out ways to entertain themselves. Let's put it that way. I think the biggest thing on the menu for this hour has to be the conversation about the president and what he knew or what he didn't know, the intel on Russian bounties for killing U.S. troops. The people that I have talked to, two people I've talked to that worked in the White House for another president, another Republican president, there's your hint, said that unverified information doesn't usually go to the president. That's not something, anything that's not substantiated wouldn't go to the president. It wouldn't make sense for U.S. intelligence officials to report those kinds of claims to the president that the Russian intelligence officials offered money to Taliban militants to kill U.S. troops in Afghanistan. That doesn't happen. While you do report things to the most powerful man in the world, but not the unverified kind, because that's kind of a rule of thumb. And you had Kayleigh McEnany, who stood at the podium at the White House, and she's the press secretary, on Monday, and she said, the president is never briefed on unverified intelligence. So, and the president is denying he received any briefing from U.S. intelligence officials on any bounties offered by Russians to Taliban militants or any kind of militants with connections to the Taliban. The president said he was going to brief lawmakers on Capitol Hill on what he has learned about the bounty since the story broke on Friday. You know, it's interesting because the New York Times did the report where they said that's not true. I mean, that they're the ones that broke the story saying that he knew that information, that he knew that that's what was happening. So the Kremlin, in the meantime, is reporting that Russian bounties to kill U.S. troops is just flat out lies. Then you have the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, who says Russian bounties on U.S. troops are as bad as it gets. Now, I agree with that. Just that one statement, bounties, as bad as it gets. Of course it's as bad as it gets. Are you kidding? The sacrifices going to Afghanistan and having a bounty on their heads by these Russians? If that part is true, that's the worst. But here's the question then. So not getting briefed, and of course Pelosi's going to poke and say he denies being briefed and saying that, you know, how could he not have been briefed, that kind of stuff, blah, 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 if we accept it. But the one thing that will happen after this is what do you do with the Russians and confronting them? How do you not confront the Russians on that? How do you not immediately confront Putin on it? And, you know, perhaps that's what it is. Perhaps that's going to happen. That's what should happen, of course. To me, that's the stand. But there is still the did he get briefed on the subject? And then the people, two people that I know that works in the White House say, no, that couldn't have happened because it has to be substantiated for any president, Democrat, independent, Republican, whoever, for them to have known that part of it. I mean, of course, knowing it now that it's the story's broken. Follow this one because I'm following it and I'm calling everyone I know. And there's not a lot of leakage now on it ever since the New York Times story broke. And is it a case of the gray lady getting the story right but getting one big factoid wrong, or is it a case of something else? And then what happens now with this information to me is the greatest part of this, because there would have to be a confrontation. There would have to be. And speaking of confrontation, with COVID-19, with the amount of deaths going up, 128,000 deaths now, that is officially the number, 811,000 recovering in the U.S., and 2.64 million confirmed cases, and of course that number rising. What is happening is the debate over the mask, to wear the mask or not. Dick Cheney, the former vice president, his daughter tweeted out, Liz Cheney, who of course is on the Hill, tweeted out a picture of her father with a mask on, and it said, real men wear masks. There was some reaction to that. Mitch McConnell is wearing a mask and telling people, the Senate Majority Leader, to wear masks. That it's, you know, it's a simple face covering. It's not about protecting ourselves. It's about protecting everyone we encounter. That's what McConnell's saying on the floor of the Senate. Then you have the top Republican in the House of Representatives, Kevin McCarthy, saying Americans should follow the recommendations of health officials to wear masks and socially distance themselves to help slow the spread of infection. So he's agreeing with that. But here's the thing. So you look at the fights that are happening in grocery stores, in other restaurants that are 25% open, and it's crazy, the mask on, mask off debate, the anger over that. There was a woman in Trader Joe's who went berserk, decided she was going to go on a tear about wearing the mask, being asked to wear the mask. Same thing happened at another grocery store in Dallas, Texas. And we're seeing this more and more, that people are hot under the collar, so to speak, by being told they have to wear a mask. So your chance to weigh in, still on our unofficial poll, mask on or mask off, KateDelaneyRadio.com. Let me know, hit contact, and tell me which one you are. Numbers next.
We all need to do our part.
And show that we care.
Look, Matt.
I wear a mask to protect you.
You wear a mask to protect me.
Let's all wear a mask to stop the spread of coronavirus and save lives.
Good reasons for the public and business owners to wear and offer face masks. And here's more good reasons. Get 100 disposable face masks for only $36.99. Or 50 disposable masks, only $18.99 from sunny-bay.com. The best value of level 1 disposable face masks or high quality N95 buy face masks anywhere. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $35. Choose your level of protection and see your selections at sunny-bay.com. Prices are low, but supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or N95 face masks. Ask about volume discounts available for all businesses. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warships? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM. Time for the numbers. This version of We Can Count. We go to a town not too far from where I grew up, about 45 minutes down the road. Atlantic City, New Jersey. Yep, they stopped reopening they were reopening the casinos. And New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy on Monday postponed indoor dining, banned drinking and smoking at the casinos as they reopen this week. And one casino said, yeah, we're not going to reopen, because they thought, no, this would be ridiculous. He said, Murphy, that he did it because of a lack of compliance over the use of face masks and social distancing as the outbreak continues to rage in many parts of the country. That we know, we've been talking about it. So the Borgata dropped its plans to reopen. It's a huge casino, popular casino. And, in fact, last year I gave a speech there and stayed in the Borgata. And people always talk about it. Is this a pretty beautiful building, and it has gambling in it, but and good food. So they were going to do it. They were going to have a soft opening, invitation-only soft opening, and open the doors to the public after that. But now they're just, and that's the top casino there. They decided we're just going to wait and see what happens. No smoking is bad for casinos, according to the president of the Casino Association of New Jersey, right? Because it's a 1-2 punch. No smoking, no drinking. So, no people, that's pretty much what they're saying. We'll see. We'll see what happens. What are you going to do, right? And in fact, it's interesting because they tried a smoking ban in 2008, but they dropped it after just 20 days. Casino revenue plunged. Gamblers whined and complained all night long, all day long. smoking is restricted to no more than 25% of the casino floor, but saying that none of it, you know, that they can't have any of it, they say is just too much for them and they're not going to do it. What do you do? This was the craziest story ever, and a very sick, sad, twisted individual. Joseph James D'Angelo pled guilty to 13 murders, tagged the California Golden State Killer. This was a guy who raped 50 women, and he pled guilty basically to 26 charges, 13 counts of first-degree murder, 13 counts of kidnapping, and one by one, prosecutors from about a dozen California counties recounted his most heinous and violent crimes in what was a makeshift courtroom, because talk about social distancing, 150 people were there, victims, victims' families, media, all that. So they had like a ballroom. They had to do it in a ballroom. And D'Angelo got away with it. And he was this guy in Sacramento, too, that what he did was he would taunt the police and the victims. He would call them up and say, I'm going to kill you, and leave cryptic messages and all this sort of stuff. And he's a 74-year-old now, 74-year-old former police officer. So when asked his plea, he just said guilty. And this is decades long of an investigation into a crime spree that terrorized communities in Southern California, Northern California in the 70s and the 80s. Yep, ransacked 100 homes. So he's going to serve life in prison. What's left of it, the possibility of parole in lieu of the death penalty. And he was also required to admit to dozens of uncharged crimes because the statute of limitations had expired on a lot of the rape cases where he was accused of. So he had to do that. And there is a series on that's going on right now that just started about trying to find him, the case for finding him. And it's the wife, the now deceased wife of Patton Oswalt, the comedian who was a crime, Michelle McNamara was a crime puzzler, just a guru in this stuff. And she was pulling this all together and trying to solve it. And, boy, you read the story, it's just chilling. Man or woman, anybody, you read the story, and it really is a frightening, frightening thing. Cirque du Soleil. Did you ever get dragged to Cirque du Soleil? Guys, maybe you wanted to go, I don't know, in Las Vegas. Because I lived in Vegas, of course I went to Cirque du Soleil. And they had a couple of different shows. Honeymoon, I took the hubs who had never even been to Vegas to see Ka, which is this whole, like, athletic thing, pretty amazing. And it was so popular, they had six shows. It used to just be one show. Then it turned into six different shows. They, sign of the times, they filed for bankruptcy protection because of the pandemic as it's rattling the world. And they're going to restructure their capital structure, blah, 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 all that kind of stuff. And hopefully they'll be back, and I'm sure they will be. But it's not anytime soon. Because of this outbreak and all those shows. There's one that was due to reopen in Mexico this week, and we'll see if that happens at a resort on July 3rd. The last show in Vegas was March 21st, I guess, was their last one. I mean, it's so crazy popular. They have all those touring shows and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Wow. All right, we have a guest coming up on the show, Jalling Halbertsma, who is going to talk about his book, Many Worlds to Conquer. And he's this dude that has, like, done the South Pole, the North Pole, you name it, Escape from Alcatraz. And he had, like, this bucket list, and he just keeps nailing the bucket list. So fascinating. It made me think about bucket lists, and I thought we would bring our technical maestro, Nathan Reeder, on for what's left of the segment and talk about bucket lists. Nathan, do you have a list of, like, a places or something you really want to do before you leave the planet?
No, I don't.
I like that. No, I don't.
I mean, I really don't. I'd love to travel. I don't have specific places and mine because I feel like I'm a realist, and vacations are expensive, and retirement is a non-existent future for me.
But there is, I agree with you, they can be expensive, but there are cheaper things you can do, like even going to the Rock and Roll Fame, Hall of Fame, which is in Cleveland, Ohio.
Oh, yeah. I just mean I would like to, you know, I would like to just tour around. Like, I guess, once I started working my career, I was... What is still on my top of the list is to be able to tour around pretty regularly doing sound. And, you know, that's doable because you get paid while you're doing that.
That's good. So see, that's like me speaking. You're doing your deal, but you can sneak in a few little things maybe there when you're doing your deal.
Yeah, when you're doing your deal.
Right. So then that makes sense to me. All right, so I love that. I mean, you know what? Here's the thing. With a bucket list, it doesn't have to be some incredible thing. I like the way you say you're a realist, and so, yeah. Like for me, that's a great example. Doing my deal, speaking, I'm in Cleveland. I got to see the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and it was worth every second of it. I mean, there was like 3 people in there when I was there. I was like blown away. I'm not a musician. I'm just a fan of music, and you would think it was incredible. And to get to see all that stuff, I thought, you know what? This could be on someone's bucket list, and I wouldn't have thought of it, but I'm glad I did.
I like the kind of the backdoor nature of teching that lets you see these really amazing creative minds at in maybe a normal position, maybe still it's framed in a business type of context, but at the same time, you know, they're more relaxed. They talk to you like a real person.
Mm,
you know, I like those aspects, and each time I get to hang out with someone and it maybe has nothing to do with music, that's kind of cool.
Right. We get to see someone behind the scenes, and I've had that a bunch where I've had that opportunity with sometimes famous people. Because I wrote about it in my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, where I'd just be kibitzing with somebody, and that was impressive to me. Not impressive, but that someone was normal, but they were this rock star in a sense in some other field, whether it was sports or business or, you know, whatever it might be. Yeah. Having the behind the scenes and having that sort of pass to do that is a very unique opportunity.
I do love it.
Yeah, I think so, too. That's a good bucket list. All right. Bucket list. I can't even think about going to Europe because they're shutting us out anyway, so I don't know. Go on another tour with the Rolling Stones. Will they do it again? These behind the scenes, record everything, like in that movie Almost Famous. That'd be cool. Stay with us.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Vice President Mike Pence told the nation's governors that the country is in a better place than it was 2 months ago, but he would not minimize developments in the Sun Belt, which has seen a sharp increase in cases of COVID-19. He and Dr. Deborah Birx, the coordinator of the White House Coronavirus Task Force, are traveling to Arizona later today, now an epicenter of COVID infections. Birx dialed in from New Mexico, calling Texas and Arizona significant hotspots with increasing positivity in New Mexico. She said officials are also monitoring upticks in Ohio, Wisconsin, and Tennessee. Birx noted many of the cases involved individuals under the age of 40. And Dr. Anthony Fauci said the message to young people needs to be that they're part of a dynamic to prevent the resurgence of coronavirus. Fauci attributed the rise in cases in Texas to Memorial Day celebrations, which did not show an immediate jump in cases, causing Texans to be too relaxed in their behavior. This is USA Radio News. Mississippi is on the verge of changing its state flag to erase a Confederate battle emblem that's broadly condemned as racist. The flag's supporters resisted efforts to change it for decades, but rapid developments in recent weeks have changed dynamics on the issue in a tradition-bound state. Many local politicians have said people will get to vote on a flag design in another statewide election. The new design without the Confederate symbol will be put on the ballot November 3rd, but there will be only one choice. If majority voting that day accepts the new design, it will become the new state flag. The campaigns for former Vice President Joe Biden and President Donald Trump released diversity statistics that show less than half of their senior teams are made up of people of color. The Biden campaign disclosed that 35% of its full-time staff, and the Trump campaign followed, announcing that 26% of its senior staff are people. The Trump campaign said that women comprise 56% of its senior staff, and the Biden campaign said theirs is comprised of 53%. This is USA Radio News.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owners population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Corner. I'm really excited about our next guest. We talked off the air, and I think half of the things that he's done are actually on my so-called bucket list, but I don't know if I'm brave enough to do them. I'm an adventurer in a much different way than he is, and you know that. Many of you know that from listening to this show. His book is a game changer, Many Worlds to Conquer. It will inspire you beyond belief. Joling Halbertsma joins us now from the UK. Joling, thanks so much for coming on.
Well, thank you, Kay, for having me.
So the book, you know, Many Worlds to Conquer, I don't know that in our lifetime we can conquer all the worlds, and that's part of what attracted me to your book. Tell the listeners what it's about.
Well, the story is actually pretty straightforward because I'm a very ordinary guy. I have a regular job. I go to the office every single day. I sit in front of a computer. I wear a suit. I take public transport. But I've also done a couple of things that other people have described as extraordinary. So I've been to the North Pole. I've been to the South Pole. I climbed the highest mountains in the world. I've escaped from Alcatraz. I've paddleboarded across the English Channel. And that really makes me a very ordinary guy. Doing extraordinary things. And the story is that I'm so ordinary that if I can do this, you can do this too. In fact, you can do anything you want as long as you commit yourself to something. And that really is the goal of the book. just to get people to get out of their comfort zone, to set themselves a goal. And once they do that, they're always surprised at how much they have achieved. So for me, the biggest compliment is people saying, I've read your book. And you know what? Because of that, I have now signed up to that fitness class, to those piano lessons, to those dance lessons. It doesn't mean that you also have to climb physical mountains, but everyone has their own mountain in life to climb. So as long as I can help you do that, for me, that is mission accomplished.
For you, going to the North Pole, the South Pole, escaping Alcatraz, all those things that you've done and more, you mentioned just a couple of them. Did you always have that drive? Did you know that you could do that?
Well, I didn't. And the first time that actually I surprised myself with what I could do is when I ran the New York Marathon, and this was in 1997. But it was actually quite easy. I mean, of course, you've got to train for it, which is what I did. But at the same time, once I did it, I thought, you know, maybe there's more you can do. And that's really, that kick-started my exploring career. And I think that, you know, I didn't even get started. I mean, there's so much more to do. And, you know, it's been enriching in so many different ways. So, yeah, watch this space.
Would you say that for a lot of people, they hold themselves back because they're just afraid to take that leap? And you took the leap by doing the marathon, and then you said you trained, and voila, it opened an extra gear, I think, for you. Is that part of what it takes?
Yeah, and I think that the most important thing is to accept the fact that you're not always going to be successful at everything. And it doesn't matter if you fail. If you don't get from A to B in one go, it doesn't matter. Just keep trying, and ultimately you'll get there. And once you achieve that sort of mindset that you're saying, I'm not willing to take a risk, I'm just going to get out of my comfort zone, and I'm just going to do it, that's when you really will achieve a lot. I mean, there's so many reasons why people don't do it. There's always that little voice in your head that says, well, maybe I shouldn't do it, but if I will do it, maybe it's going to be next year. There's always an excuse you can find. Just do away with those. Set yourself a goal. Ideally make it public so that you'll be held accountable, and you're going to put pressure on yourself, and that's when you'll be successful ultimately.
I like that. Make it public. That's key. I hope everyone's listening to that. Make it public, and that way you hold yourself accountable. Of the things that you've done so far, what to you has been the best? I know that's a hard question, but what's been the most exciting?
Well, I think what probably was the most memorable experience for me was going to the North Pole. First of all, because this was an experience, we were in total with eight, that was very bonding. A couple of things could have gone horribly wrong. They almost did go wrong. And, you know, a couple of situations were, you know, pretty edgy. So for that reason, I think the team experience that we had with our group of eight was incredible. But in addition to that, what was very important for us is that we wanted to do this because we don't think that standing on the North Pole is something you can still do in 10 years' time. So with that adventure, we also raised a lot of money for the WWF, the World Wildlife Fund, just to make sure that they could continue their climate change research. And we've actually noticed that firsthand what the effects of climate change are, because the ice is getting thinner, and one of us actually fell through the ice. So that was a very memorable experience.
Wow, no kidding. When they fell through the ice, that had to be a scary moment, right?
Yeah, it was. And the fortunate thing is that we were with a group, so we could all pull them out. But think of this. If you're falling through the ice and you're trying to get back on and the ice keeps breaking off, it's very difficult to save your own life. So because we were with with a group of, you know, strong, you know, we had a very strong bond and we're all looking out for each other. Because we did that, we were able to save his life. And, you know, that's also one of the metaphors that I always take away from my adventures, that, you know, there is no I in team. It's very clear. If you work together as a group, you'll be more successful than you being solo working on your own.
Boy, there's another great big takeaway from this for sure. What else is on your list? Because I think people listening to this will find it pretty fascinating, some of the things you've already done, and they'll hear about that in the book, but also what's on your list for the future?
Well, so currently what I'm working on is called the Seven Summits. So that is the highest mountain on every continent. So in December, I will go back to Antarctica. I'll climb Mount Vinson, which is the highest mountain on that continent, and then I got to do three more. So once I've done the seven summits, I'm going to have a good think about what else I can do afterwards. But I think really the next frontier in exploring is probably not going to be on Earth. I mean, you see a lot of people, especially, people like Jeff Bezos, who are currently trying to explore space. I mean, that is the next frontier. For me, ultimately, it would be my goal as well at some point, if space travel becomes commercial, to get myself into space as well. But let's focus on the highest mountains in the world first. I mean, for me, that's my next objective. I'd be happy if I do that.
I love it. We're speaking with Jolene Halbertsma. You can pick up the book, Many Worlds to Conquer, on Amazon.com or wherever great books are sold. Ultimately, and we've really weaved it into the conversation, what do you hope people take away from reading your book?
Well, for me, the ultimate takeaway is just commit yourself, go for it, and you'll be amazed at what you can achieve. For me, that is a very important point. But at the same time, what I've also been able to do through my adventures is give purpose to my life, because all those adventures I've done, to be honest, you can ask yourself whether they have purpose, whether they have sense. I mean, to be honest, climbing a mountain is pretty useless, because I can guarantee you any mountain in the world has been climbed already. But because I'm inspiring other people, because also I'm raising a lot of money for charity through my adventures, I'm actually able to give purpose to my life. So all these adventures for me now have a meaning, because I'm actually doing something with it. So that's something that was actually more of a byproduct of what I've done. But again, it just goes to show, if you get out of your comfort zone, if you go for something, then good things will come along. And it's been a very rewarding experience, and I hope that everyone is going to buy the book, because also, please be aware, all the proceeds of the book, 100%, go to charity. So I don't make any money off this. Everything goes to the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation. And in the book, it also becomes clear why that is the charity that I have chosen.
Yeah, wow. So tell us about that. That's worth mentioning that for everybody listening. That's very big on this show and other things that I participate in. So why juvenile diabetes?
So I don't have kids myself, but my brother, my twin brother, he's got two boys, and the eldest was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes when he was 2 years old. And I wanted to help. I wanted to do whatever I can, but there's not much you can do. The only thing that you know is that that young boy has to be injected with insulin six times a day. So for me to help the charity, the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation, with their research program, for me that became an incredibly important goal. And I started to dedicate all my adventures to raising money for the JDRF. And you'll be surprised how many people are willing to contribute to a good cause. And that makes the suffering that I go through worth even more. And to be honest, my suffering, it doesn't even compare to what Felix, that's his name, what his suffering is like. So it really has given purpose to me, in my life personally.
Yeah, I'm so glad that you shared that story, and then you can certainly see more about that in the book too, because as you mentioned, Jolene, that it's personal for you, and obviously it has more of an impact too, which, as you say, when you take the leap, who knows what the collaboration could ultimately look like. And then you write this book. Did you ever think you were going to sit down and write a book?
Not really. I mean, a lot of people, just when I talked about my adventure, so this is inspiring, you've got to do something with it. And I just do this for myself. I mean, I'm not on Facebook. I'm not on Instagram. I'm not on TikTok. I didn't have any intention to do this for anybody else. But when people said, this is inspiring, I thought, no, maybe I should do something with my story. So that's when I started to do quite a bit of public speaking. And then the obvious next step was to write a book, because that, of course, is how you can reach a much broader audience. And so far, the feedback has been incredible, and I'm very thankful for that. So I didn't think that I would actually write a book, which was also an adventure in itself. But I'm very glad I committed myself. I set that goal. It took me 2 years. But, I'm proud of having done it, and hopefully people will like the message.
Yeah, I love it. Jolene, thanks so much for joining us on the show. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Case, for having me.
under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time, even after the lockdown is over, why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
So this is a first. This is a really cool first. To actually talk to our next guest in the middle of Chicago driving a cab. And this is part of her story. Kawana Bradley joins us, and she's written a book called Death of an Ego. Hey, Kawana, how are you?
Hey, Kate, I'm doing well today. How are you?
I'm excellent. And this is part of your story, part of what you've done in hustling and finding jobs and pulling yourself up. Tell us about Death of an Ego. I get into your cab. You tell me you've written a book. What do you tell me the book's about?
Well, basically, I'll either have you in tears, you'll be laughing, we'll share some great stories. Pretty much, I'll basically just give you a synopsis about my life. I was a little girl who wanted to be a singer and a dancer and an actress, and I ended up being on the streets of Chicago gangbanging. I ended up being in criminal activity. I was a prostitute at one point. I was addicted to drugs at another point. I was incarcerated. I mean, whatever, that's the story of the street. I am the epitome, the dictionary, and I am a female, so I am here to share the voice for women who have to come to the street and been able to pick themselves back up off the ground. So basically, I brought myself back to life, Kate, and I'm still operating on myself at this moment. I'm still working on it each day.
Wow, and that tells everybody listening something, that you went through an amazingly rough time. Anything to survive, that's what you've talked about, being incarcerated, being homeless. And how do you pull yourself out of that, out of all of these heavy, heavy, hard things to do?
You know what, Kate, to be honest, I have no idea. I have no idea why I'm still here. It's always, there's a fire that burns within me that just won't let me quit. I'm a firm believer in the creator of all, and I know that I keep faith under my belt, and I just keep going. I really can't tell you why or how. I just do it like Nike. I just do this. Every day I get up and put my good foot forward and try to do better and be a better person than I was yesterday. That's it.
Why did you write the book?
I wrote the book because I was on my last leg. I was ready to jump off the cliff. I was down and out. I was depressed. I was 40 years old. I had nowhere to go. A Section 8 recipient, unemployed. I had just recently got out of jail. And I was at the bottom. I was on my last leg. And I always wanted to write. I always wanted to share my story, but I never went through with it. I never followed through with it. And one day I was sitting on my couch. And an epiphany came to me. I was listening to some really spiritual music, and I took out my notepad and I just began to write. So I completed my first book on my notepad, and one half on my notepad, the other half on my iPhone 6. So that's how it all began, the writing. And after that, I just kept going with the writing.
So it has to feel pretty good to you, though, that you wrote a book, because, Kwan, I got to tell you, people talk about writing books all the time about their lives, what they've gone through, and they never, ever do it. The percentage is so low. Does that also keep you going, that, hey, I want to get this message out, I wrote this book, I did it?
Absolutely. I wrote Death of an Ego because my whole life I had did nothing but operate from my ego. I had no idea that I was doing so. I had created a bunch of situations for myself that caused me to be in pain and struggle. And I had to realize that I brought all of those circumstances on myself. I want to share with other people that they are unconsciously making the wrong decisions and creating realities where they can suffer. So I'm just trying to give back what I've learned so far. I'm still a student, but this thing is new to me. I'm 42 now. 2 years have passed since I wrote Death of the Ego, and I'm still struggling with my ego to this day. I'm still trying to balance my ego out. So my whole purpose is not to come off as I'm perfect or as I made it, because I'm still going through the struggle. My book was written to bring the whole world with me on my journey so they can share my journey, to know that I have imperfections and to know that I have the tenacity to keep going and the resilience to not give up.
I love that, tenacity and resilience. And there's some people that could certainly use that message and hear what you went through and how you came out on the other side. And like you said, you're still fighting that, and always everybody fighting the ego. And you and I talked off the air, and you talked about manifestation. How powerful is that, to manifest things?
Manifesting it originates from thought, and basically, by me growing up in Chicago, okay, whatever we see, that's whatever we think about is what we're going to see. And where I come from is very rough. These are fear streets out here. You can't be a soft person if you're going to survive in Chicago. Chicago is made for tough people. With that being said, manifestation comes from whatever that you think about. So I just want to encourage people to keep good thoughts and to be very vigilant of the thoughts that they're harboring, because the thoughts that we harbor are the thoughts that we will see in reality. Soon enough, it's inevitable. So manifestation is really powerful for me, and that's what I struggle with, because I am still conditioned in that from the old mentality where I come from, and I struggle with the light and the dark side of me, and I know that the light will prevail. So I try to keep great thoughts, positive thoughts. I try to keep myself in a good energy, good vibrations, being around good people, and that way I can see the fruits of my labor manifest in due time.
Yeah, I love that. So you think there you were serving time, and now here you are in a cab. And driving a cab has to be interesting, and also it's a living. So what's that like?
Oh, man, Kate. Well, I try to keep a good vibration in my livery cab. I have met over 6,000 people doing this. I started off working as a Lyft driver. I worked with Lyft for over a year. It's a great company. And I had the opportunity to learn how the cab service works, and I was able to venture out on my own. So if you ride in my cab, it would be great vibes. I have met over different people from different nationalities, different cultures, and I've laughed with most of my riders. I try to make them comfortable, and I even let them smoke cigarettes, Kate, because, you know, if you're paying for a cab ride, why you can't smoke a cigarette? You can smoke a cigarette, and that way no one's uptight. I let them let their hair down. Sometimes we sing, you know, sometimes we get into really deep conversations, and then I have customers that get in the car and they just want to listen to their headphones. So I just go with the energy, whatever type of energy that enters my presence, I try to balance off of that. But other than that, I'm a great cab driver. I can have you in your destination anywhere in Chicago in 15 minutes. So, I think I'm the best out here right now. But other than that, cab driving is really good for me. I'm able to pay my bills during COVID-19. So I'm grateful.
Right. Right, and you said that. It's the fact that is, it's a living, you're able to pay your bills, and we see how many people are struggling, and that's why your book couldn't be more timely, Death of an Ego, and the fight against your ego, and how you go through the various things that you went through. And you've weaved this in about what you hope people take away from it. If you had the biggest dream you could think of, what would the dream be for this book and for your life?
Well, you know what, Kay? I believe that I've already accomplished the dream. My dream was to write a book, and not only did I write one book, I wrote two. So that was my ultimate dream. A dream was becoming a mother. That was my first dream. So I had that dream of having a beautiful daughter in 1995. Graduating from college. No one else in my family graduated.
Wow.
I received an associate's degree from Robert Morris College. I did that. Writing a book was also under my belt. So I did that. So right now, the only thing that really matters to me most is not being a bestseller, a New York Times seller. I mean, that would be nice. That would be great. My only dream is for my book to reach somebody when they're on the ledge, ready to jump off as I was. And if I can only reach a person like that, that makes my day, and that makes me know that I didn't write in vain at all.
Wow, I love that. What a great sentiment. It's somebody out there listening who feels like they're on the ledge. Life is chaotic. Things are happening. They don't know where they're headed. And I think the key thing you talked about is that tenacity. Congratulations on what you've been able to do, raising the daughter, getting the degree, driving this cab, and taking the world on. Your journey is so interesting. I think this is a book anyone can relate to. Death of an Ego, Quanah Bradley. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much for having me, Kate. I really appreciate you all, and this has really been a blessing for me this morning. You caught me off guard as usual again, but I hope I was able to answer your question. Thank you so much.
You nailed it, and thanks to everybody out there for listening to the show. Remember, we're still all in this together. Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.